This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. Oh man, it's been a while. I missed you guys. I will catch you guys up on everything that I've been doing, everything with Tally Tumblr, me and my business partner, Matt from Rollers. We've been very busy and things are going great, but it's not about me today. Today we are playing Craigie Games. Yes, I'm sure you guys seen all the videos of the viral hooks game. Yes, you guys know the game with the shot ladder going back and forth, playing hooks really quick. Yes, we have Kyle with Craigie Games back with another innovation of hooks. And right now he has a Kickstarter going on to launch the new project. So links are in the show notes. If you guys want to know more on the background story of hooks and the business and everything, check out episode 58. Well, without further ado, let's catch up with Kyle and let's get into this chat. All right, Kyle, what's up? It's been a while since we spoke.
It has. What has it been? I think, what was it, 2021? You got me right in the beginning of this, didn't you? Right in the craze of Craigie Games?
Yes, I did. Yes, right when you were starting off and things were popping. It was exciting times for you. And obviously, I'm back because there's more exciting times ahead. Let's just get a little catch up on what's been going on. What are some quick things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, so we've been entrenched in the game of hooks, hooks, ring toss, and shot ladder for about 2.5 years now. So we've really delved into what these guys want as far as a ring toss game. So we've decided to kind of double down on improving that. So the design that you see today and all over the world is the original design that we made in the garage in my Virginia Beach house with some extra wood and a friendly neighbor. So
all right.
It's about time for an innovation and the people are calling for it. So we've been hard at work trying to develop or working on developing a new product, a new ring toss game that's going to hopefully be the revolution of social gaming for time to come. So we spent a lot of time doing that. And I believe since we last spoke, we've had a good steady of virality still through our videos. I know when we first came on the scene, we were just a couple of guys with an idea and went viral on TikTok and like 30 million views. And since then, we've still been able to replicate that pretty regularly. So we're up to like 660,000 followers on social media.
Wow.
So that's been the primary push. It's just been-
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. Let's talk about a little bit about the TikTok though. Like how has it performed since you like went viral? It's just very steady, you said?
It's TikTok's crazy. It's like the algorithm changes consistently. I think when there was like that craze of it getting shut down completely in the United States, it almost felt like the algorithm changed a little bit. So people were kind of scrambling and We've steadily pushed it. I mean, I'll be honest, we haven't pushed it as much as like some successful businesses have. Like if you watch like a couple of good brands to follow in the entrepreneurial space, like Pop Darts, they're going live almost every day. They have a small group of people that are just constantly going live and they're killing it in the new space of TikTok seller, essentially. I'm not sure if you're familiar, if you're on there, but it's the new Amazon. Nope. Social selling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm very familiar. I'm just recently starting to get my product up there as well. But yeah, that I've seen Pop Darts and they do a good job with making you feel like you want to play the game.
Yeah.
I do commend them on that.
That's a very real opportunity for sure. So I think one thing I've learned and you can follow some of the accounts is people really like TikTok because they like to kind of watch you from a distance. It's almost like they're watching you and no one knows they're watching you. So the content has started to kind of push into like raw, like a raw organic video, less editing, more long form, like let them sit and watch, which is kind of weird because TikTok before was 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Now people like Matt Rife, which is like a comedian, he's killing the game on TikTok. Those are like three minute long posts and you're sitting there the whole time. So I wonder if TikTok is kind of changing their push on that. Like the old YouTube form of watching longer videos, people are commenting on the videos like, hey, why'd you cut that out? That was the best part. Like things like that. So
I feel you on that because I still watch a lot of YouTube videos like regularly. And I do see a lot of the YouTube shorts, you know, pretty much the same thing as TikTok. And I do find myself like, yeah, I'll scroll through a couple of shorts, but I'm like, I kind of want to see more on this content. Like, I don't want to just see this minute video. Like, I want to see what else is happening. So I do think they're in tune with that. And that's just how I'm personally feeling. So imagine how everybody else is feeling.
Yeah.
So I get
they're that. They're ahead of the game. So if you're not on TikTok, it's honestly, you can run a whole business on TikTok and pushing your content there, which is, I mean, to my fault, I'm not doing it, but as much as I should. But I mean, that's where you can make some fast money.
I hear you on that. Let's talk about more of what you have going on with the product, because I still personally love my hook set. It is every time I have people over, you know, they're like, oh, I did see this on Facebook and sell some ads and stuff. Like, this thing's so cool. But let's talk about what you have coming up, because I hear you got a Kickstarter going.
Yeah.
Or about to start.
We're about 2 weeks out of the official launch of our Kickstarter. So we've had some really great success in that up with the original Ring Toss game, which is that wooden version. It's collapsible. It's great. It's handmade in the US. But at the same time, there's always room for improvement. And we found ourselves kind of behind the eight ball with a lot of competition mimicking the design and style. So when you see the game, you don't necessarily think Craggy Games anymore. You just think, oh, there's that viral Ring Toss game I see on the internet. But they don't know that the people that they're seeing on the internet is like me and my wife in my backyard. Like, those are the only videos out there from the game. It's us. So the challenge is bringing that back, right? So it's sad. It's partially my fault is for not really like screaming from the rooftops in the beginning. But, you know, we were still young, learning, figuring out how to build the business. But yeah, we're building a brand new version. It's going to have all the bells and whistles. And it's like our resurgence back into the market. We're taking back the market with this travel friendly, forged in aluminum, completely collapsible, color variations. You can customize it if you want for businesses and for people of the likes. And there's some really cool, unique features that you're not going to see in any Ring Toss out there.
Wow.
It's exciting.
That's awesome. That is very exciting. Yeah, because every time I see like somebody else or even just on Amazon seeing the product that's not being sold by you, I'm like, come on, guys. this is almost like a ripoff. Come on.
It is. It's
especially with like the shot glass or moving back and forth. I'm like, man, you guys didn't even think of that.
I know.
I'm happy to see some innovation out of you. That's awesome. I mean, that's what I love to do, and I'm glad that there's other people out here doing that. But when exactly does the Kickstarter start? You said about 2 weeks.
So we're launching October 17th, and that's the official pre-launch. Okay. And I'm learning a lot about Kickstarter and what's required to be successful on there. Yes. I'm happy to dive into that.
When we get off of this, I can tell you a little more in depth of Kickstarter after my first campaign. But do you know what you're trying to raise?
Yeah, so we're just looking for $15,000 to get us off and running. Essentially, what that is that's covering the first run. So we've already paid for the mold fee, and then we just need that extra hump in order to get that first process covered and paid for, and get that back to the States.
Exactly. I mean, for my first one, we were just trying to go for $10,000 just to pay for the mold fees. That was just barely covering a little bit of like our first order as well, because we only did like 500 tumblers to start. Yeah, we met our goal and just barely crept over the line for more. But it was a tough sell. I don't know exactly why it was a tough sell, because like, and sometimes it seemed like it was easy, and other times it was like people wanted more bang for their buck. Then did you figure out like what kind of rewards are you offering yet?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about, so Kickstarter seems to be a really good platform for this game because a lot of people that are on Kickstarter are people that are big on like the, is it RPG? Like the games, like board games that they're playing.
Yeah.
That's a really big seller. You'll see like $1 million Kickstarters for those type of games. Yeah. So I'm hoping that ours falls in line with those kind of people. And we have some success, but if we're looking to try to gamify it, so those guys do a really good job of adding rewards and bonuses and perks to backers, yeah, right? Unlocking things. And it's a game in itself, yep, right?
Really is.
So if we can, because Hooks kind of already has that virality and that natural, people are drawn to watching it and people like to watch us do dares or me and my wife do something silly on the, for losing and things like that. If we can implement that into our campaign, I think it'll do really well, just like naturally. But the big push is, like they say, in the first 24 hours, can you get funded, right? What kind of backing do you have to push it? And if it doesn't, there's a good chance it fails. So there's a lot of risk and time spent into it.
Yes, that is that's very true. I got those same words. You need to have it push pretty much almost same day to get it funded. However, mine did not get funded same day. I wish it did. I'm actually making a lot more now than when I did with the Kickstarter, which is crazy. But yeah, it got funded closer to the end, and I honestly forget how long we had it open for. But it was probably like 2, maybe 3 weeks of time. But we got funded towards the end, so we met our goal that we needed to make, and obviously we got the product and everything out, but it was a stressful
thing. It is. How much of a push came from Kickstarter, and how much was it you manually like getting that goal met?
Well, there's a couple little tricks you can put behind it. I bought a couple tumblers and a couple, you know, I got all the family and friends to buy some, because we also just, that's what they tell you. Like, you really want to like get it funded. And then once it gets funded, they'll push it out to more people, and just more random people will start seeing it and to buy it. Like, they have just like, I forget what they call them, but they're just like backers that just almost buy anything.
Oh, really? That's cool. Like Kickstarter diehard.
So it gets pushed out to like, it gets pushed out to people like that. And then they start pushing it out to different email lists. So they're like brand new games or brand new things. But if you don't meet that threshold, they don't really push it. So. Yeah. Yeah, we just barely crept in there, and like by the last, you know, 4 or 5 days, it met, and then we just it snowballed after that. So
very cool.
But yeah, it's a lot of things you gotta do just to get it over that line. But yeah, a lot of friends and family helped out, so I appreciate all those guys.
Yeah, you're nothing without the support of the friends and family.
Right.
They're your biggest supporters for sure.
Yeah, so you're changing up the game a little bit. I mean, since we last spoke, you had a good relationship with your manufacturer. Have things changed?
Yes. So we are on our second manufacturer of the wooden game. So we were originally in Fort Worth, Texas. And the people that we brought on, they were great. They worked really hard. They took this one on. And they ended up going a different direction with their business, kind of going more into like corporate partnerships and construction itself. And so we transitioned, actually. It was just happened so perfectly. It's an Amish group in Ohio who does handcrafted games already. They do croquet sets, and they were hungry for the business, and they make a really good product. So
I bet.
So we transferred to them, and it's really cool to see how they have everything. Like, you can see all the shot cups are like dangling over their entire warehouse as they dry. So it's exciting. So that was, without a hiccup, was great with the transition, and they're doing a really good job with the product now. So the wooden game is beautiful. I mean, we've got
it is gorgeous.
We've got inventory for it. We lowered the price. We only lowered the price not because of the quality or anything like that. It's just competitively from Amazon knockoffs. We were forced to bring it down to stay a little more competitive. We have a very low return rate when somebody pays for it. I think it's below 1.5%. So when they get it, there's no buyer's remorse on spending a little extra to get something good. So yeah, so business is good.
Do you have your own Amazon page? I don't know.
We do. We haven't given it the time of day. Okay. I mean, as people, our viewers are listening, they're like, Kyle, what are you doing? This sounds like Amazon is your way to go, right? That solves all your problems. But for the longest time, our game was flagged for as a drinking game. So you couldn't advertise with a drinking game. You can't participate in Amazon Prime as a drinking game. So we just got it cleared recently. And you just can't have any like drinking associated to it. You can't have like beer glasses, like actual drinking or like with a game associated to it.
Yeah.
So okay. We got that switched up and clean. Now that's geared up and ready to go. And it's that'll be a big push for the holiday season to take back Amazon, kind of get the reviews up.
That's awesome. I'm excited for you. After the Kickstarter campaign, when are you looking to launch the new version?
So we'll do the Kickstarter campaign for 30 days, and the product should be available for pre-order. We're trying to hit that mark for Black Friday. So come that first week of Thanksgiving, where everyone's getting ready for their sales and things like that, look for some really cool pre-launch opportunities for people to kind of take, you know, we might be pairing maybe the wooden game with the metal one. We might not, but the discount, I will tell you this, the discount won't be as good as the Kickstarter launch. So the Kickstarter launch is the best opportunity to get the metal game. We're doing a 35% off for any early birds on the product. So if you're one of the first 150 to get there, then you get the game at a really good price and the lowest it'll ever be. So
that's awesome. You don't have to tell me the exact price, but did you get a decent deal on with your new manufacturer for the new game, like unit price?
Yeah, this is a lot more competitive, and so it's a better product. It's cheaper for us to make. It's the perfect recipe for a great time. I think it'll be really good for retail opportunities, customizations, B2B, and things like that. So it just opens up a whole new game for us to scale. And that's kind of been my goal at this point. I mean, if we haven't innovated, we're just going to die and slowly die off. So it's about time we splash the pot a little bit.
I love to hear that. I'm definitely excited for you. So there's a lot of things that have been coming up with your game and stuff. What do you think has been the most challenging part of business, like as of today? Like it could be anything, you know, manufacturing, could be advertising. What has been your challenge that you've like had a headache over?
Yeah. So there's always challenges in business, right? Is being a entrepreneur of a small team that just had a kid of six months ago, working with my wife, one-on-one with taking turns, who gets to work. So side note, that's a big challenge. So it goes without saying, time management is obviously a big hurdle in order to launch this game as effectively as possible while maintaining the family. But like I think I kind of reiterated or mentioned it before, is the biggest hurdle we've had is keeping our brand name alive, because the game is so widely accepted now and seen everywhere. It's kind of buried where it came from. And now it's, oh, there's that game. So the struggle is getting our name back up on top of as the creators of the Hooks and Shot Ladder. And
I hear you on that.
And reestablishing.
And I'll help you push that name out, because I love the game. I love how you started. I've seen how you started, and it's such a organic story and just such an awesome like looking product. The wood version, and I'm sure the aluminum version is going to be even better. But yeah, I'm here to support you all the way.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. This comes at a perfect time for, it's almost like you had me when I was coming up. And now you've got me again when I'm on my
got the way. Got a good thing for timing. Timing is important.
Yeah, as well. It is for sure.
We touched on a little bit of your TikTok. I saw that when it went viral, that was amazing. Like how many views did it get? Like over a million? Like
we've got a video that had like 115 million views.
Wow.
It's insane.
115 yeah. million. That's mind boggling.
That's insane. Yeah. It's a third of the country.
But yeah. But after that, what do you think has been your best performing like marketing strategy? Like, what have you been doing since to follow that up?
So aside from, so I think what's important to do is like in order to create content. So content's obviously our number one marketing strategy, is continually to innovate and provide unique ways to play Hooks and keep it exciting. People know how to play now, but can you make it to where they can follow a character in the videos that they resonate with or enjoy or laugh at, things like that. So that's always our core. But the key components that we found, that why these videos go viral, is like tagging them with relevant things that are happening in the world. So it's like, here's a, we didn't do this, and but it's the first thing that came to mind. Like an example is like the glizzy is going viral on TikTok, and the glizzy is like some guy sucking a hot dog straw with a beer. Like, so you take that and you act quickly and throw that into the video, and now you're playing hooks, and losers got to drink the beer or drink water through a hot dog straw, things like that.
I get it.
So it's like you use the recipe that you've seen go viral in the past, replicate that, but just tweak it a little bit to something that's relevant. And that's been our biggest success. So like when Barbie came out, we had 19 million views on the Barbie of just my wife holding the baby, playing hooks for like a pink drink, right? And that and the algorithm loves it because everyone's talking about Barbie. So it can't go wrong. Let's throw this one to people that like interacting with Barbie themed stuff. People started communicating about it, and there you go. So that's the biggest strategy will continue to be, you know, organic content.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, it's kind of always been like that, especially with like meme culture, but now it's like, you know, video memes these days, if you want to call it that, just recreating anything that's on the headlines. I like that. It's good insight because a lot of people actually really don't understand that or get that connection. They just want to do like, I don't know, everything their way or have their own thing go viral instead of, you know, just being on the trend and tweaking it and making your own.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Got a couple more questions for you. So outside of like what we've mentioned with everything you got going on, is there anything else that you're currently excited about for the business coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest thing for us that's exciting is innovation. I've got the innovation bug now with the metal game. So we have like three or four different game ideas that I'd love to launch. And they're kind of lined up. They're lined up in unison for when we can finally launch out this metal version, retake back the ring toss market, and then move on to the next game.
Okay.
So ring toss wasn't my only design and only thought. We were named Craggy Games for a reason. We want to do more games and more things. So we'll look to expand on the social gaming aspect and the table versions or playing out. So like being out with your friends at a campsite or a barbecue and things like that, and elevating those experiences with more unique products. So once this goes, then I'm looking very much forward to a couple more games to come out and start being, you know, new staples for people to enjoy.
Yeah, I love that. And I hope you do come out with some more games because, like I said, you made a product that is like aesthetically pleasing. And I love that when a game actually looks good. And I'm excited to see what else you come up with, because with the indie art game world, I figured out that there's no lack of creativity when you can make a game, especially combining games or tweaking a part of a game. And then also just taking a game and then making it, you know, easily portable, easily, you know, you could play it. It's not going to be damaged. So there's a lot of innovation that could be had in the yard game world. So I'm excited you're here creating brand new things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. A lot of people, I mean, that was what kind of started the design of the hooks, right? Giving you a product that's high quality and something you're not embarrassed to show your friends, or like you don't want to store it away. You don't want to have to store your products away in the closet because it's, you know, cheap or plasticky. So give them something that's good that can sit out and hold its own as like a talking piece almost as much as it is a game. We'll always kind of stick to that idea of product. So
I love that philosophy.
Yeah.
All right. So I just got one more question for you. So as an entrepreneur, what do you think is your favorite hack or go-to like productivity thing that you can give a fellow entrepreneur like as advice?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, what's worked best is coming from a life of like working in corporate, you're always kind of measured by like what you get done, like how many emails did you send or how many cold calls did you make? And so you're so embedded in that mindset of I did this many things, so I was productive today, right? That doesn't necessarily move the needle forward when you're an entrepreneur, right? I cleaned my box of games today, and I, you know, wrote some notes. I mean, okay, but what are your core, like, so I have like core items that I need. Did I move the needle forward? Did I get sales? Did I improve the brand message that people can resonate with? Did I create content? Because that's the most important thing. If I'm not doing like these three things, as far as tasks going, I don't necessarily need to prioritize those. So my hack is when I go each morning is I use Notion for my note taking.
Okay.
And it kind of silos and puts everything in different subject and categories. So I'll go right to my to-do list and I write out all my immediate things that I want to do. And then I'll quickly silo them into marketing, admin, sales, operations. And then I'll put green. Okay. This one moves the needle. This one moves the needle. This one moves the needle. So we'll prioritize those first. And if we have extra time, we'll kill down, you know, the other stuff to keep things moving. But, that's kind of like my list for the week. I do it daily. So it'll pile up. If I'm slacking, it'll see a build. So, it's a good way to visualize to see what you're doing. Cause when you're an entrepreneur and you probably know it too, you wake up, you're like, okay, the world's my oyster. What am I going to do?
Yes.
So it's really good to write it down and kind of get an idea and make sure you're moving the needle forward on what's important. So
that is awesome. I love that. I might have to transfer my notes into that. Cause right now I have task alerts, set for different tasks each day, but it's like my main task that I do. So it's like posting to this account, posting to that account. I just get that alert and I'm like, oh yeah, let me just focus on that one task and knock that out of the way for the day. So, but I like that's what great. You're doing. Yeah.
I need to do that more as well. Yeah. Cause the posting consistency is crucial, right?
It is. It is. Oh man. Well, that's all I got for you. And, I'm glad that, you came back and, you have something new for us, and I am excited to see this brand new version of your game. It's exciting.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Kelvin. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to launching this sucker too. It should be in the next few days. If you follow up on some of our, if you subscribe to our email, you'll definitely get it. But if you follow our socials at Craggy Games, then you'll start to see some drops, some trickles here and there of the features and what's going on with the launch.
Sounds good. Well, good luck to you. And if you need any more help, you know, always feel free to reach out. And I'm excited to see where things go.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Best of luck to you, Kelvin, too, and everything with Tally.
Thank you. Later.
See ya.
That was Kyle with Craggy Games talking about his updated product of Hooks. Yes, check it out right now. Links are in the show notes. Kickstarter is live. Be the first ones to get your hands on a new set of hooks and make your own viral video. I think it'll be great for the holidays coming up, and I've seen the new product. It looks amazing. You will not be disappointed. Well, I have more fun things coming for you guys. It's good to be back. Good to get a little update from the community, and things have changed. I like it. I like what's going on. I like the new innovation, and I'm here to cover it. If you guys have any questions, you guys know where to reach me, 1080 Kelvin. Reach out, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.